Australia is sending more than 60 Federal Police and Defence Force personnel to the Solomon Islands amid a second day of rioting. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the aim of the Australian deployment is to help restore order in the nation's capital.
Our purpose here is to provide stability and security to enable the normal constitutional processes within the Solomon Islands to be able to deal with the various issues that have arisen.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison there a short time ago making that announcement. Defence correspondent Andrew Green joins us now to explain. Andrew, thank you for your time. Scott Morrison has confirmed he received a formal request for help from the Solomon Islands, his counterpart, under a treaty with Australia earlier today. What does that actually mean?
Well, the treaty does say that Australia will come to the aid of the Solomon Islands, and there has been a long history, of course, of Australia going to the aid of this Pacific Island nation. We think, of course, of the Ramsey mission that lasted well over a decade and only ended a few years ago. But what is significant is that in this era of contestability in the South Pacific and across the Indo-Pacific, indeed, is that Australia is being called upon once again to come to the aid of the Solomon Islands, which is experiencing somewhat of civil unrest for 2 days at least now, but also a government that is under a lot of pressure for a whole range of factors.
Hundreds of Solomon Islanders are protesting in the capital, Honiara, for a second day, defying government-imposed lockdown. How volatile is the situation there?
It's very volatile, and certainly a lot of these details are still coming out. But from the people I'm speaking to on the ground, they're saying that there are a whole lot of factors involved. There's protests about the Sovagare government's service provisions. There's all sorts of questions about corruption in the Solomon Islands. And also there is ongoing unrest about the Solomon Islands recently recognising Beijing over Taiwan. So this is, of course, something that's front of mind for the Australian politicians as they look at what's happening in the Solomon Islands. But certainly from a domestic point of view, there is a lot of unhappiness with the Sogavare government at the moment. And certainly the Malaysians who've come to Honiara to protest are making their position very clear about their unhappiness with the current government.
What other countries are involved in these crisis talks?
That's a very good question. We can imagine that, of course, New Zealand keeps a very close eye on what happens in the Pacific. But, of course, Beijing has also got a very, very close eye on what is happening in the Solomon Islands. There's a heavy diplomatic presence from Australia, New Zealand and China in the Solomon Islands. So all three of those countries will be keeping a very close eye on what is happening here. We haven't yet formally heard from China on the unrest that has been unfolding for at least 2 days in the Solomon Islands, but no doubt that will come very soon.
Thank you so much for your time, Andrew.
Thank you.
Defence correspondent Andrew Green there. This is Drive.